We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by G Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
All right, we are here, M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, Eagle Football Coaches Show. Head coach Aaron Best is here. We will have player guests Andrew Katzenberger and Tololo Limu-Jones coming up in just a little bit. Eagles picked up a big victory on Saturday, knocking off Northern Colorado at homecoming by the score of 54-21. Now, next week here on the Coaches Show, we will not be here at M&D. We will be live, though, on the radio. We'll be out in Cheney. It's the bye week. There'll be no game film to show on Saturday. So we will not be here at M&D, but we will be on the radio. And then in 2 weeks' time, we'll be back here at M&D for a 6 o'clock show. And then after that, through the magic of radio, as they used to say, we will have our first Eagle basketball coaches show. That'll be coming up 2 weeks from tonight, and that'll start at 7 o'clock immediately after the end of the Eagle football coaches show. So we'll have two shows on one night coming up in 2 weeks' time here. But the first show at M&D and the second show after that, and that'll be on tape. All righty, we are here with Coach Best. Paul Sorensen joins us here as we get the Eagle football coaches show underway for this week. Coach, you had to be happy with what you saw. You challenged your guys to find their fun during the week, so evidently they were able to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to find your fun when you make as many plays as those guys did against a team that honestly came in and probably felt pretty decent coming in with a 1-1 record. They beat Idaho in Greeley. They were up on NAU early and hung with them basically through three quarters until Cookies and Company took them down. But we played hard early. We played hard often. And anytime you score 40 in a half and hold the opponent to zero in the same half, you got a pretty darn good opportunity to come out on the winning side of things. So very fun, or very, very proud of the guys having a lot of fun, coaches included. Sometimes you got to go out of your way to find the fun, to have the fun, and even though the journey hasn't been as smooth as we had thought.
And a quick start. That was the other thing that was probably important in that ball game. You guys jumped out. You dominated the whole game for the most part, but you dominated the first half especially.
Yeah, you know, and we've been able to do that a few times in the seven-game stretch. It's just, I think we put four really good quarters together. I think we had two at SAC, the third and fourth quarter of Sacramento State. I thought we played pretty well, really well and inspired on defense, and I think our first two quarters on Saturday against Northern Colorado. We just got to know, like we talk about every week, everybody's going to bring their A game against us, and anything less than our A game is not going to be good enough. And so we came out fast and furious. The weather was beautiful. Homecoming fans were awesome. There's just something special about playing on that red. Our guys really enjoy that, and we broke an Eastern record, 12 in a row, I was told, on the red. So with all the successes that we've had, you know, records and rules are meant to be broken. In this case, it ended up being a record. Pretty special, these guys being part of this group from 2017 till now, winning 12 straight games on the red.
So was this the most complete performance this year, offense, defense, special teams?
Well, I think in totality, yes. I don't think it was as fine-tuned as it could have been, especially in that third and fourth quarter. I think we had three and outs offensively. Felt like we were a little bit of a lull. You know, those things are going to happen, especially, you know, when you're kind of interchanging some guys and doing some different things. But I think all in all, when you look at it from start to finish, I think that was our most complete game. Even though it wasn't as complete as we would have liked, it was the most complete game of the year.
They like turning me down, so that's good.
Well, you're up 90%, and evidently you have to be up 100%.
Oh,
so
well,
stop the snippiness.
I can't bring the A game without at least a little.
All right, well,
here, so.
I'll bring my B game. You bring your A game, and we'll hopefully.
Look, he's mad at me, and he didn't even turn me up. It's all good. I'll hug you.
You were turned up.
Okay, fair enough. Well, anyway, I forgot the freaking question, but I think we'll start. In terms
great
of
great ones adjust.
Yeah,
my old boss once told me,
open field runner, I am not. I head out of bounds and hit the guy in the beer cart. Okay. Anyway, I think the thing that I wanted to talk to you about before we were rudely distracted by Larry was the second half in terms of playing a bunch of guys, and it's going to be hard to be on the same sync as all the starters. You know, in terms of what you did, 40 points over 400 yards in the first half, you had a bunch of people that came in and played. I think that's awesome for the football team because you're getting a chance to play guys that normally don't play and trying to get them into game situations, which is something I think all coaches want, correct?
Absolutely. You know, and the guys that played as much as they did in that first half and early in that third quarter allowed them the opportunity, you know, earned those guys the opportunity to then get on the field. And so it's fun to see. I mean, those guys practice all week just like everybody else. Everybody expects to play. They prepare like they're going to play, and sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. We like it when it's on these side of things, you know, when you're scoring a lot of points and holding the opponent to not a lot of points. Those are the fun times. Then all of a sudden, these guys are going to come up here and talk to you, get a root on their guys. You know, they've been rooted on by the guys on the sidelines all game, and now they get to root their teammates on. I think those are special moments, you know. Guys looking out for each other on the sideline, you know, talk a little smack at times, you know, giving me heck on the sidelines, tap me on one shoulder, I'm looking at the other, you know, but just playing. It's just fun. And again, we created some fun on the football field, but certainly had some fun on the sidelines as well.
You have a tendency to wear officials out on the sidelines a little bit. I like how you get after guys. I personally enjoy that immensely.
Try being my wife. They only get 3 hours of me every week.
You're not yelling at her like you do the side judge.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
There's no witnesses. I put the kids to bed.
But I was going to say, I was going to give you a star because I thought you were really good this week. You seem to be composed and offered flowers and candy to those guys. I thought you really, you know, did that. And I think that's something that's a maturation process as a head coach, correct? Don't you think you've kind of grown into that a little bit?
Well, I'll say this. I'm always composed. I just may, in that moment where it looks like there's non-composure, I'm back. I can be really, really upset with Tololo, and then the next second be really happy with Andrew Katzenberger. I mean, that's just the way you got to get in and out of situations. It's like a turnover on offense,
yes,
or defense. All of a sudden, you're happy 1 minute, you got to turn over on defense. All of a sudden, then the offense turns it over, you're right back out there. So that's kind of the, I guess my mom and dad blessed me with that or didn't bless me with that. But certainly, it was a well-officiated game. I enjoyed that crew quite a bit. And all I ask, just like anything, whether it's players, whether it's, you know, parents, whether it's coaches, communicate. doesn't have to be something I like to hear. Just communicate. Be clear, be concise, be confident in your communication, and then I'll take that data and process it as such. And they did a really good job all game long communicating. So appreciate that. But, yeah, I wouldn't say composure was an issue.
No, I wasn't. I just like to get a little rise out of you, Coach. And you got fired up there. That was kind of cool. 7 catches, 192 yards, and 5 touchdowns now for Tololo, and he got 3 of those touchdowns and 4 catches and just under 100 yards last week. Can you let him out of the doghouse now? I mean, does he get to go out and play with the big boys? That seems to be a pretty good coming out party for me, wouldn't you think?
Well, I'll just say this. When I first met Tololo, I used to see him with his hand on the ground. And so he was actually inside a little bit more. So I think the reason why he didn't want to play tight end is because he didn't want to. He only wanted to hear me half the time, not all the time. So I gave him his blessing. We moved him outside. He got now in a 2-point stance, and he's done a phenomenal job. And he'll be the one to tell you. I think I came up to him after the game or even before the game. I said, "Hey, let's keep. You've really put some yeoman's like work in. You've really tried to really." Perfect some of your craft the last, what I say, 3 or 4 weeks. He goes, no, it's been 5 weeks. I mean, it was almost like, oh, sorry, Tololo. There's 105 of you, and I can't remember everything. But these guys expect me to remember. Those are the things that are on their mind. He understands when that process started from being okay to above okay, and he's done a great job. And don't not mention his additions on special teams, because I think he's really come into his own. He knows what he's capable of doing. He just got to believe each and every week that he's going to do it and put it on film, which he has.
I'd be remiss in not talking about Andrew Katzenberger and the defense. I thought they played outstanding and really smoked Northern Colorado in that first half, set the tone defensively, which set the tone special teams wise. The offense really got no rhythm. Let's give some props to the defense for this game as well. I thought they played great.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, and we played off each other really well. I mean, the defense pitched a shutout for 2 quarters. I don't care who you play. You pitch a shutout for 30 minutes. That's phenomenal. That's hard to do. It's hard to do it for 1 quarter, let alone 2 quarters. You know, and then Jimmy Townsend on the sideline midway through the third quarter, late third quarter, and you know, he's barking. I said, "Hey, relax." He goes, "We're giving up too much, too many points." And so when he's out of the game, he's trying to encourage those guys on the field. And Coach Ennis done a great job. Those guys are bought in. They're fearless. And we watched just a few clips ago. There's 10 guys around a ball that's outside of the hash, in between the numbers and the hash. And those are D tackles, D ends, the boundary corner that ran to the field. I mean, they care. They care a lot. And they put some good ball back to back to back. I think for the last 12 quarters of Big Sky play, I think they've played really well for 10 of them.
Joe Lang got a scoop and score last year. You had 6 touchdowns on defense. You got your first this year, and I love that. It was kind of – I hated it last week against Sac State because those goofballs did that to Eastern Washington. It was really nice to see, you know, Eastern come back on defense and tippy-toe down the sidelines for a touchdown and really, again, set the stage.
Well, first you got to be there. You got to be present, and when you're there, then you got to be destructive when you're there. So if someone that is there destructive early and someone there is present late, like Joey Lang, you always give yourself a chance. If you're not there, you got no chance. And so it's about being there, number one, and then bringing a level of physicality, number two. And we did a great job with that. Trey Weed punched it out. Joe Lang took it up the sidelines. And, you know, they come in bunches. You know, I think, I don't know where the Big Sky, you know, stats are, but we're 52-0 since 2010 in the plus turnover margin of things. And I think we got to be close to +7, +8 on the season in Big Sky Conference play. So we're hanging on to the ball enough, and we're getting a lot of them out, and that's going to help you be able to score points and get more drives on offense and create less drives on defense.
Lots of positive check marks in the ball game, offense, defense, special teams. Couple of negatives, though. Number one, you had 7 penalties. 6 of them were big. A couple of them were probably maybe not deserved, or well, at least one was probably not deserved. Another was just exuberance after the defense scored a touchdown and you had a guy running down the sidelines that wasn't supposed to be there. But you did have some holding penalties, and so penalties is something I'm sure you're going to be working on this week to try to clean a little bit of that up still.
Yeah, you know, and Larry, we try to talk about positive thing. Humans are humans. They're going to see things that maybe they don't see. Maybe you're going to get away with them, one that you, they don't call. And so, you know, like we've talked about before, you know, don't gripe about the ones they do call, because you probably are probably a 4-to-1 ratio when it's all, you know, said and done a guy's career. But we can live with effort penalties. I'll tell you that when they're pre-snap or post play, those are the ones I don't like. Celebrations, I'm all about, as long as you're celebrating with your teammates or a referee runs into you as you're celebrating with your teammates. I mean, it's hard to tell these guys, hey, listen, guys, let's not celebrate on the sidelines after a scoop and score. Hey, guys, let's not be too happy because something happens once for the first time in 7 games, a defensive touchdown. I mean, let's have some darn fun. And they did that. If that means that I have to answer to a, you know, kicking off from the 20-yard line, then I'll talk to Coach Pulver, put my arms around him, and say, well, we're okay. We're okay. Just do your thing. So because they love this game. And so when you love something, at some point you're going to be passionate about it, especially when something happens so infrequently. So we'll live with those. But the pre-snap, like we talked about, and the post-play, those are the ones that we got to, you know, really kind of look at each other's eyes and go, okay, no mas.
And I think there was only one of those, right?
I think so. And usually if I don't see it, I'll ask the gentleman or the player, you know, what happened, did you? And usually they're pretty honest with me. There was a story about 5 years ago, actually, ironically enough, against Northern Colorado. One of the offensive linemen lost a shoe or came out of the game. Someone, Dave Delgado, ran on the field. You, Johnny on the spot, saw Thomas Gomez run off. Dave Delgado runs in. He's not even the next in. But I don't see this. But he runs in. We're running zone away, outside zone away. It's outside zone, which is not David Delgado's friend. He's a big fella, bigger than most. He grabs the Mike linebacker from the back of his shoulder pads. I don't see this at the time. And brings him down. Horse collars the Mike linebacker, but we're on offense, right, to block him. Call a flag. They say his name, you know, number 58. Hold it. I go, Dave, you just got in. You weren't even the next guy up, and you went in. You had a flag? So he comes out, and I said, did you get him? He goes, no, coach, I didn't hold him. I watched film Sunday, and it was the most egregious hold I've ever seen in my life. So sometimes I don't know what to believe, but I'm always going to take what they say. I'm always going to, and if I don't know, ask. But I just ask those guys to be honest, and at least one time in my career, I've had some dishonesty from one of my players.
Red zone offense. You guys were 6 out of 6 in the red zone, but 4 of them were field goals, and 3 of them were from roughly 20 yards. So I know that's something that going forward, you want touchdowns down there, not field goals.
Yeah, we all do. We got to be better. But what I will say, 6 for 6, you're never going to turn that down. So when you're perfect in the red zone, you got a chance. Seth Harrison is playing really well. 4 field goals in a game. Can't remember the last time. It might have been about the Abraham Lincoln era where we had 4 field goals in a game. So he's doing his job when he's called upon. But certainly these guys want to score more touchdowns and bring them on the field. Let's have Seth invited to the field, but let's snap it from the 3 in a 1-point variety than anywhere else in a 3-point variety. So I don't think it's anything that we need to press panic on. We've just got to kind of look at ourselves and see who we are and maybe get in some different sets and do some different things. But we're not too far away, but we're not where we need to be in the red zone efficiency offensively.
Last year, Alcabenda's only, he did not miss a kick, I don't believe, or I think he had one blocked, maybe. Nope,
don't
he was perfect all the way through.
No, that was everybody in the Portland State game. We had about 6 blocked.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
So Roldan was perfect last year, and Harrison's only missed one this year. He had one on a bad snap that he goes against him. So
don't blame the snappers. I mean,
not a bad snap. Excuse me. It was a bad hold. I'm sorry.
Everywhere I go, I just...
It was a bad hold.
Yeah. Operation wasn't clean.
It was not clean. Yeah, let's just put it that way.
Let's blame everybody. If we're going to do it, let's just put everybody on.
It was a team miss.
Yes.
How's that?
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
So, you've had good kicking, reliable kicking each of the last couple of years.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was one thing everybody asked going into spring. You know, what are you most curious about? And if, I don't know, you guys got me written down somewhere, it was punter, it was kicker, and it was corner. So those were the 3 things that it didn't take a head coach to tell you that. You guys probably could have answered the question the same way too. We found our punter that is consistent right now, Nick Kokich. we found a kicker who started the year as a backup kicker that's been as consistent and doing as well as we could have hoped in Seth Harrison. And the corner position is slowly starting to gain traction, play a little bit better, play with a little bit more confidence. Hopefully we can continue that trend in all three of those phases.
I think Harrison was, what, forced to fumble and recovered a fumble, too, in kickoffs this year?
Yeah.
That's not bad for a kicker to
be doing
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, chip tooth to boot.
Nice.
Chip tooth. Forced fumble.
Hey. Maybe
four field goals.
Sorensen
oh, I
like kickers,
him already.
So
if he's given up, dental issues, that's a big pickup. I won't say it. That'll get me in trouble. But anyway, that's okay. You've got to have a dentist on staff that can fix it, can't you?
Yeah, well, figures. I mean, or he's a hockey player and just go back
exactly.
out there on the ice, right? You just figure it out.
All right, more with Coach Best after this timeout. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show live at M&D Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least three commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
When you need a medical imaging study, chances are there's an Inland Imaging location nearby. From North Point and Holy Family on the north side, to South Cowley and Sacred Heart Doctors Building to the south, and our Valley Center and Providence Medical Park locations in Spokane Valley, with six convenient imaging centers located throughout the region. No matter where you go, there we are. Inland Imaging, answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory. Did you at least use the gentle cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine. With some underpants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Eagle Football Coaches Show. We are live at M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Next week on campus, we will not be here. We will be back here again in 2 weeks' time with film of the Montana game. Eagles against Montana, that comes up a week from Saturday. So, head coach Aaron Best is here. We'll have Andrew Katzenberger, Tololo Limu-Jones coming up in just a little bit. So, Coach Best, what happens during a bye week in Cheney?
Well, we fine-tune a few things, hit the training room. A few of the coaches will get out on the road and recruit a touch, but not too far away. We still want to, be around for our guys on campus. But you've got to be creative in how you do it. So some guys are in, some guys are out, during the day or during the morning, back in the afternoon. Off day normal today for the players, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, practice. But our theme this week, even though it's an off week as far as a game is concerned, our theme this week is blood, buddies, and books. So we're going to concentrate on our family and concentrate on our friends and concentrate on the books. And so minimal meetings. It's going to be about reps for the younger guys, but still maintaining the traction that we've gained to this point and not taking a week totally off. So the focus is on everything but football this week. We'll still lift, still lift the same times, still practice at the same times, a little bit less, and then we'll have a what we like is the young guys will have a little shindig at the end of practice on Wednesday and Thursday. So we'll kind of put the ball out, let those young guys go, and see kind of what they've done, put them on film, and let these old guys kind of coach them and call the plays and do that type of stuff. So we're still finding fun in the bye week, too. Then we'll recalibrate ourselves heading into Sunday.
You always lose, you know, strength as the season goes on. You know, everybody will lift sometimes during the week, depending on what schedules, you know, will balance itself out. But you just lose your strength because you're not able to be as strong coming into the season, you know, with all the lifting that you do. And also the health issue. Those are two kind of biggies. You're, again, pretty beat up when you're coming into the eighth week of the season. I would think that that's paramount right now, and also making sure you're eligible. So go to class, turn your homework assignments in, take your tests, things along those lines. Will you let the guys then go home maybe for a couple days before they have to come back on Sunday? Is that something you'd encourage?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't affect their academics. You know, as soon as their stuff is done from a classroom standpoint, as far as a lift standpoint or a practice standpoint on Thursday, certainly I encourage that stuff. I think you have to if you can get that done, you know, and getting as much sleep, trying to catch up on some sleep, foreshadowing for the next week, hydrating a little bit more, eating a little bit better. So sure, if you can get some home cooking for mom or a friend's mom or a teammate's mom or whatever the case may be, the better off we are. So get acquainted with some other things that you haven't been able to get acquainted with the first 7 weeks of the season and 4 weeks of camp. I think it's important to know that it's not all about ball. There's other things out there. Take this week, coaches, players alike, and concentrate on some other things other than the X's and O's.
Recruiting is always important, too. You had a chance to get out and see some people down in Sacramento, chance to get coaches out to maybe canvas the state of Washington or wherever you decide to go. Do you bring any recruits in for, you know, unofficial visits or even official visits during the bye week?
We kind of stay at home and let the coaches meander on the roads. And so those guys, we set our bye week schedule well in advance. So the first coaches meeting we have, even back in August or even in July before August hits, is I want to give those coaches an idea of when we're going to practice, you know, when you have the ability to get on the road, so they're not just the week before trying to scramble and find ways to better our team in the 2020 class. And so this has been in the works for, you know, a couple months now, and we're always kind of adjust. Just because we did it last year doesn't mean we're going to do it this year, and guys can adjust. But for the most part, our coaches will be in and out. Allows them Monday to get out without practice, allows them Friday to get out without practice. So really Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are really the only times we're actively on the field for those, you know, hour and a half, hour and 40 minute segments. And so we'll get some work done that we haven't been able to do during this time, much like other programs around that they utilize the bye week as a training room / recruiting week to be able to get the players healthier and the coaches a better look on the road.
Do you do a little self-scouting maybe during this week as well? Do you kind of look at what you're doing and whether it's become predictable?
Absolutely. So those things will be run during the week, and then we'll take a look at those things, probably peek at those things on the couch Saturday when I'm watching a ton of ball with the family at the house, and then we'll look at those things even Sunday morning. But you don't want to get us fixed too much with, oh, boy, now we're doing this. We got to do the exact opposite. We just take a couple notes, highlight a couple things, and see if you can't throw those numbers off through the next five games, not through the next five drives, you know, on both sides of the ball, because they have the same information we do. We may pick some other things up, and there's something we self-scout weekly, but we, in totality, we always like to do it on bye week to take a look back, whether it's formation, personnel, tendencies, all that stuff. But don't try to change it overnight. Change it over the course of the next five games or tweak it over the next five games. That's the important piece. Not to stay away from what you've, you know, been successful doing. Just because you've done it a lot doesn't mean, you know, it can't be successful going forward.
Is it easier to do it nowadays with all the computer and analytics and the scouting services and whatnot and the the video things that you have, is it easier to do it than it maybe was when you started coaching, you know, close to 20 years ago?
Well, I tell you, it's in a lot of ways, it's more efficient, but with all those analytics and with all those bells and whistles, coaches have become way smarter over the last 20 years in our own minds, because now at the push of a button, you can get 48 readouts instead of one person doing one readout 48 different times. So sometimes when you have the ability to do so much, we look into too much. And so trying to pare that down, trying to kind of put the sunglasses on a few of these statistical categories is paramount. But so in some ways it's easier to get the information more quick-like and more efficient, but sometimes you can get so much information it could kind of bog you down at times as well.
Will you be watching the Montana-Sacramento State game, or will you wait and watch that when you get to your office on Sunday?
We'll see. It depends on what the 11-year-old – I mean, we're driven by football, so Tank's got first dibs. We usually have about six games on at a time, and we don't like commercials like everybody in the world nowadays. So when it hits a commercial, we'll head to something else, and usually there's a little bit of a fight. Oh, I don't like this mascot by the six-year-old. Texas will say, I don't want to watch the T-Birds, and so then we'll watch, you know, the Lions or something, and then we'll hang out with the Bears for a little bit. But we may take in the Hornets and the Grizzlies on Saturday, but I don't like to hone in too much. We'll get enough throughout the next week, but certainly track the scores like we always do in the Big Sky, because they're tracking us, we're tracking them. It's kind of part of the Big Sky family. So,
all right, Coach, who goes first here? We've got two players here today.
Well, we're going to do this just because he's got to get to bed sooner because he's the older one, Andrew Katzenberger.
All right, Andrew Katzenberger joins us next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
Credit card debt is the most expensive debt.
How did Numerica help you pay off your credit card so fast?
It's actually pretty simple. I consolidated all my credit cards under one low interest rate and then put an additional 10% of my income each month toward paying the debt off. That's it.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk. Visit NumericaCU.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Oh, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
All right, welcome back. Northern Quest Resort and Casino. No football this week, obviously. Eagles will be on the road at Montana in 2 weeks' time, and we'll be on the air at 10 in the morning on 11 o'clock Pacific time kick for that ball game as Eastern Washington ventures into Washington Grizzly Stadium in Missoula. Senior linebacker Andrew Katzenberger joins us now. What do you think about the defense's effort on Saturday, particularly in the first half where you shut those guys out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we kind of just emphasized what Coach Best has been talking about, having fun, finding our fun, and I think we definitely found that this week. That first half, things were just clicking for us. I mean, we were hitting on all cylinders. And then I think in that second half, we kind of maybe got a little bit complacent, and we had some younger guys going in there, so things weren't working as smoothly. But we would like to uphold our standard and wish we could have got the shutout. But it was overall a really good performance, I think.
Was practice even lighter during the week? Did guys were, you know, was cracking jokes or whatever it might be, pulling pranks, or obviously your nose was to the grindstone. You were minding business, but was it looser? Was more fun had?
I definitely think so. At least in our linebacker position. I know Jack. I personally know Jack was a lot looser, and Trev. We were just, I don't know, messing around a little more than usual, but. Obviously, when it was practice time, we were taking things seriously, but we were just having fun with it and just enjoying being out there with each other.
You're a guy, senior season, but you've kind of had to wait your turn a little bit here. Mm-hmm. You know, freshman year, red shirt in 16, you played some, played a little more in 17, played even more last year, and you're out there in a regular rotation this year. So the fact that you kind of had to bide your time a little bit, does that make the last couple of years where you've gotten a lot of good playing time a little more sweet?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes all the hard work that you go through, especially redshirt year. It's a long year of just practicing and giving good looks on scout team and stuff like that. And that definitely makes all the hard work and, like, pushing through all the winter workouts and summer workouts and stuff like that. Just makes it more makes it just worth it.
You know, Andrew, when you're at practice and watching film, and they put together the game plan for, you know, getting a chance to see what Northern Colorado does. And they were kind of an enigma, beating Idaho. And we all know what happened in that Idaho game, which was frustrating for everybody. You know, that kind of got everybody's attention, to say the least. But do you get a little bit of a feel maybe during the week that this is going to be a good week for the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously don't overlook anyone. And they obviously beat Idaho, who we had lost to. And but we had a good feeling about this week. I mean, we know what we're capable of, so we felt good going into this game that we could definitely have a performance kind of like what we did.
Having a bye, you take a beating at linebacker because you're taking on linemen and backs and receivers coming in to try to crack. I love linebackers because I was a safety, and you made my life so much easier because you were taking on the big dudes and I got all the credit.
Yeah.
So that made it fun, and that's kind of, you know, that's – but it's one guy doing, you know, a spot for 11, it's really a team effort. So doing your job and seeing you guys fly around, seeing a lot of improvement from the beginning of the season to now, do you feel that there's going to be some additional improvement moving forward with the last few games remaining?
Yeah, I think we've gotten better every week. I think there's just been a slow improvement. I mean, we've had some younger guys playing at, like, the corner position, but, like, things are starting to click for them. And, I mean, our communication's getting a lot better. I think we're just starting to get a better feel for each other and a better feel for the defense with the younger guys playing and stuff. So, yeah, I definitely think that we're on the up right now.
Well, you have that little team across the mountains coming up a week from Saturday, and it'll be fun for you guys because it'll be quiet when their offense has the team. You can make the calls and the checks, you know. But is that something you've had a chance to go to Montana, to go to Missoula, experience that whole deal?
Yeah.
How do you coach the guys up that haven't been there? What are you going to say to them?
I mean, we've played in big games before. I mean, we've played at UW, Wazoo, different stuff like that. It's loud. I mean, it's going to be overwhelming at first, maybe for some of the younger guys, but it's just something you embrace, and it's just in a fun environment because, I mean, as football players, we live for moments like that with all those fans surrounding you, screaming at you, whatnot. Like, you have all the people that don't like you, so it's just kind of fun to, like, I don't know, go out there and play your game and just kind of shut them up.
You know, the other thing that I like about that is you can let your accent speak kind of louder than your words, and the best way to shut a team up is to beat them.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we're trying to do.
See, I like that. That's good. And that's not being cocky. That's being confident. And, you know, and I think that's the thing you look at. your evolution as a linebacker and as this defense gets better, mm-hmm. do you see better times ahead for Eastern Washington? Is this a team that can has to win one a week,
yeah.
but can they continue to make this run, keep the improvement going and get better and finish out strong?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think the slow start this year kind of just punched us in the face, and I think we've definitely made some improvements just kind of overall. Like, we've all just looked in the mirror and kind of figured out what we personally need to do. And I think from the coaching staff down to even the scout players, like, we've all kind of just looked in the mirror, and I think we know what we're capable of, and we're kind of just fixing those little things that we need to fix to be great again.
All right, so in high school, what other sports did you play?
So I did track. I threw the discus, threw shot. I ran a little bit, but I wasn't too fast. And I played basketball my senior year.
How'd that go?
We weren't very good. I mean, I made the team and I hadn't played basketball before. So if that tells you anything, I was kind of just the enforcer, just go get rebounds and whatnot.
What do you like to do when you have free time and you're not dealing with football or school?
I personally enjoy working out. I mean, it sounds kind of cliche, but I do enjoy going to the gym and just lifting weights and doing stuff like that. Or even just like watching football. I'm just a really big sports guy. So I just enjoy watching different sports and or just playing it. Like we have a park right by our house and we'll just go throw some pitches and hit some home runs, just mess around a little bit and stuff like that.
You talked about finding your fun last week. Who's the funniest guy in the linebacker room? Is it Coach Fett or is it one of the players?
Fett is a character. I love having him as a coach. He's definitely one of the funnier guys. I don't know. I think there's a couple guys that are pretty funny. I think Jack's pretty funny. Kale, he's very quiet, but he has some good one-liners that kind of crack me up at times. And Ojo.
Ojo, too.
Ojo's kind of funny, too.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
So I'm majoring in business management right now. And then my goal is next fall to start my master's in athletic management. And then from there, my end goal would be to be a high school athletic director. That's kind of like where I see myself going. But if not, I mean, just do something with athletics. It's kind of something I see myself doing.
So kind of going into teaching then, and then maybe, you know, branching out into the athletic director spot there within the high school at that point?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, something like that.
Andrew, congratulations on a great start to the year and on your career so far. Best of luck rest of the way.
Appreciate
Thanks for coming
it.
In.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Andrew Katzenberger here. When we come back, we will hear from Tololo Limu-Jones. That's next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me, that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's team of more than 70 subspecialized radiologists is the largest group of its kind in our region. Every day, and for every patient, they leverage their expertise to deliver the detailed and potentially life-saving answers that patients and their physicians need to guide their care. So when you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory. Did you at least use the gentle cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine with some underpants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Coming up in 3 weeks from tomorrow, basketball season starts. Eastern will have a home game on Tuesday, November 5th. And our first basketball coaches show will be after our next football coaches show here at Northern Quest. So on Monday the 28th, we'll have a football coaches show live here at M&D and then a basketball show taped after the football show. So we welcome you to stick around for that. Wide receiver Tololo Limu-Jones joins us now. You were a guy that your redshirt freshman year, you had your hand on the ground as a tight end. Yeah. Moved to wide receiver last year. You were a wide receiver in high school, so what was the biggest adjustment for you? Was it going to tight end once you got here, or was it moving from tight end back to wide receiver after you got here?
Just a little bit of both. In high school, I only played wide receiver, so being accepted as a full ride as a tight end, it was kind of like an adjustment that I had to go through. At first, I really didn't like it. And then as time went on, I had to like accept it. You know, I'm out here on full ride, so just to be grateful for it.
Did you have to maybe remake your body once you bulked up a little bit for tight end? Did you have to lean back down again?
Yeah, just a lot more running. And like at the receiver position, is we run every day, including conditioning and everything. So just to be able to just get out there, keep running, get your heart up, and just to stay in shape as much as possible.
7 catches so far this year, 5 of them for touchdowns. So if you've been going to Coach McCann and Coach Best and Coach Shoemaker and saying, you throw it to me, we get a touchdown. Let's throw it to me like 6 or 7 times a game. I can get 4 or 5 touchdowns in a game for you if you do that.
You know, just to be humble. Pretty much just want to be humble. Don't really want to be flashy, cocky, or anything like that.
No rocking the boat.
Nah, not really. Just when my number's called, just to be ready. Pretty much just show the world with what I'm capable of, pretty much.
I'm not buying that at all, that you're not cocky. Offensive, you're a wide receiver. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Man, you make us DBs look bad all the time, and you are a nightmare matchup, mm-hmm. You know, for the defensive backs in the Big Sky Conference. When you see a little dinky corner come over, do you kind of smile a little bit thinking, oh, this is going to be a good day?
A little bit, you know, being bigger, I tend to take people a little easier. Used to be a little bit more lazier than what I am, but you can't be lazy for Eastern.
No.
So.
And Aaron Best bust your chops a little bit. That seems to be kind of an interesting dynamic there, but that seems to be a cool thing because it's nothing but love, in my opinion. What do you think of that?
When he became head coach, you know, we had that talk. You know, when I came in as a true freshman, redshirt freshman, you know, he's O-line coach. I'm walking on the field. You know, he said that he seen me a lot because I played tight end, which is correct. So, you know, that's where it started. He became head coach. We became closer. Like, you guys say he's picking on me, but I just see it as love. I'm not really worried about it.
And it's interesting because the dynamic of you coming out of California, there's a significant change of coming to Eastern Washington and Genie. Just the dynamics there, but I did the same thing. I was a Bay Area guy, mm-hmm. Ended up you know, in Eastern Washington as well, and I absolutely loved it. And it seems like you have adjusted so very well. What have you enjoyed so much about making that change?
Growing up, I always wanted to live in the snow, so that's what Cheney offered. So actually,
most of us can't wait to get
out
of it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, I'm from California. Most people think it's weird that I like the snow, but pretty much California boy that likes the snow, so.
You are getting better and better every single game. I mean, every single series. You just seem to see, you know, improvement, and you're running away from people right now. How much fun is it for you playing that position and thinking really the untapped you know, stuff, and how much better can you get?
Just keep getting better, better and better every week. Just stay humble, like I told you earlier, and just let God bless me like he's doing.
You have to go to a place that snows a lot, and that's Missoula, Montana, mm-hmm. you know, a week from Saturday. And you know the dynamics over there. They're going to be all over you, you know, like peanut butter on bread. It's going to be awesome. But it, for me, I loved environments like that because it fired me up. Is that something you get fired up about when you have people kind of, you know, working you a little bit or talking smack or getting into a in a tough environment like that? Is that something you enjoy?
Yeah, you got to enjoy it as a player just because I've been there, what, 20 – of the 2017 year,
yep.
We went up there and we came back and won. But just preparing to go up there, we prepared the right way, you know. Like the music's really loud, you can't hear anything, so you pretty much just got to go off that.
Well, you guys have kind of gotten off to a rough start, but you seem to be catching your rhythm again and getting back to the Eastern Washington football team that we know and love. How much better do you see this team getting each and every week? And are you guys taking steps this week to kind of improve off last week's effort?
Definitely taking steps just because, you know, Montana's a good school. So we have the history there and just hoping that everybody could just stay healthy. And this bye week is just for school pretty much.
Football secondary to what coach say, family and friends and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And books.
And books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. High school, you were at least a two-sport athlete, because you were also a basketball player. Did you play other sports?
Yeah, I did track, but I really didn't like track because I had to run. I really don't like running.
Well, you had to run in basketball,
too. You didn't have to do cross-country.
You were a pretty good basketball player. Did you have any thoughts in high school playing basketball rather than football?
I did at first, but then basketball was like my secondary sport. So football came easier, so when the time came, I chose football.
So having said that, if you were to play one-on-one, would you be the best player at least on the offensive side of the football, or do you even do that anymore?
No, I don't even do it. Can't waste my time, pretty much. And then you get hurt playing around. But on the offensive side, we got players on the offensive side, so I don't think I'll win, but I'll give somebody a run for their money for sure.
Who's the best player then?
I don't know. No comment.
Don't want to get anybody mad at you.
There you go.
Right?
He's smart.
What are you majoring in, and what do you want to do with life after football?
I'm majoring in communications, minoring in Africana. Not sure yet. Just want to see how far I could take this, and then whatever happens, happens.
We see some tattoos on your arms. Who's got more ink, you, Jason Williams, or DeJounte Hayes?
DeJounte got some more.
Wow.
Yeah, DeJounte.
Really?
He has his chest and his back. Then he got his arms. And then he got his leg. So I only got arms and my chest.
Wow.
He's winning that battle then.
Yeah.
Tololo, thanks for coming by. We appreciate your time. Congratulations mm-hmm. on that three-touchdown game and continued success. It'll be fun to watch you here over the last year and a half of your career.
Thank you.
Tololo Lemieux-Jones here with us. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
MultiCare lives its mission by investing in you, offering a host of new facilities and services. MultiCare Indigo Urgent Care offers you friendly, convenient care every day, including holidays and weekends. Pulse Heart Institute is home to industry experts advancing cardiac care. MultiCare Deaconess Hospital's upgraded urology surgical space provides comprehensive treatment to fit the needs of our community. Visit multicare.org to learn more. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's going to cost me.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my
my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, so no football this weekend, but there is a lot of football to watch in the Big Sky Conference, and there are some big games going on Saturday. Northern Arizona will play at Weber State. That'll be a noon kickoff Pacific time. That'll be available on Pluto TV. Portland State will play at Northern Colorado. That's the 11 sports game of the week, also at noon Pacific time on Pluto TV. The Root Sports game will be down in Moscow on Saturday, starting at 2:30, Idaho State at Idaho. North Dakota plays at Cal Poly. UC Davis will visit Southern Utah, and then Montana takes on Sacramento State, one of the top games in the country, on Saturday night. That's a 5 o'clock Pacific time start. That's on SWX Montana. I don't know if we'll get that in Spokane on SWX, but if not, it'll be on Pluto TV as well. And if you are a Comcast TV user, all you have to do is just kind of hold the microphone thing down on your remote, say Pluto TV, and then it'll pop up for you, and then all you have to do is find the game. It'll be right there on your television. Next week with the Coaches Show, we will be live on campus. We'll have head coach Aaron Best. We will also talk to offensive coordinator Ian Shoemaker and defensive coordinator Etty Enna, along with soccer coach Chad Bodner. The soccer team is off to a 3-0-1 start in Big Sky Conference play. They have home matches Friday and Sunday this week. I think it's Friday against Southern Utah and Sunday against Northern Arizona, if my memory serves me correctly. But they are trying to get into first place in the Big Sky Conference. So the soccer team with 2 matches at home on Friday and on Sunday. The Eagle volleyball team, a very young team under Leslie Flores Cloud in her second year. They're dominated by freshmen and sophomores for the most part. They're at home this weekend as well. And they're playing the same team, Southern Utah and Northern Arizona, and they'll play on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon on Reese Court in Cheney. So there is a lot of athletics still going on in Cheney, just not the football variety, coming up this weekend with both soccer and volleyball playing at home. And we mentioned basketball. Our first basketball coaches show will come 2 weeks from tonight. It'll air right after the football coaches show. It'll be previously recorded prior to you listening to it. It won't be live here at M&D. We will have the football coaches show live here at M&D on Thursday, Monday, the 28th of October. So we'll have that'll be the next time we're back here. As I said, we're on campus coming up next Monday. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be here with game film from the Montana game, 5:30. Coach Aaron Best will show that. And then our radio program will begin at 6. And then after that, you'll be able to hear at 7 o'clock the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show featuring head men's coach Shantae Leggins and head women's coach Wendy Shuler. And I think we'll have player guests from both squads there as well. And coming up this Thursday, I believe it is, is the Big Sky Conference Media Day, and I had a chance to go out to Cheney last week, tape a segment with Coach Leggins, Mason Peetling from the men's basketball team, Coach Schuler, and Leah DePriest from the women's basketball team. So I believe it's Thursday. You'll be able to see that on Pluto TV as well. It'll be part of a media day. Each school gets a 20-minute-long segment to talk about their men's and women's basketball teams, and so that's when that will air on Pluto TV. You can follow the Eagle Athletics website, GoEagles.com, get all the latest information on that. And men's basketball, our first men's basketball broadcast here, will be 3 weeks from tomorrow as the college basketball season is bearing down upon us in an awfully big hurry. No football this coming Saturday. Eagles at Montana in 2 weeks, Saturday, October 26th. Pregame show starts at 10 with kickoff at 11 o'clock. Right here along the Eagle Sports Network. Well, thanks for listening this evening. Thanks to our guests. We had head coach Aaron Best here. We also had wide receiver Tololo Limu-Jones and linebacker Andrew Katzenberger. Again, next week, live from campus, starting at 6, no player guests. Back here at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino in 2 weeks' time with the game film from Montana as well as the coaches show following that. Thanks to producer Steve Pry, and for Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Ware saying goodnight. This has been the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by Gee Automotive, also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.